Hello, everyone, and welcome to JFG Tonight. Chill show tonight. Not much is happening, so perfect time for an Ask Me Anything. And end of the line, Joel already had a couple of questions on the chat. He says, JF, question for the show. If you go behind the paywall, you disappear. I heard this in relation to people like Sam Harris. His podcast is mostly paywall only now, and it seems he has significantly cut his reach to the public. Do you agree with the quoted statement? Absolutely, I agree. There is no way to get behind a paywall without paying a big price in terms of the feeling that people have with respect to your content. Because here's the key to understand all this. There's two ways you can be a creator. Forget about the paywall and not paywall. There's two reasons to create. The first reason is you deliver a product of entertainment that people consume. That is a model. Now, there's another model who overlaps with this. You never do one or the other. You always do a mix of these two things. You either produce something that people want to watch, and then you're an object of consumption. Or, and/or, you are speaking up, and the consumption that's happening is not people so much wanting to hear you, although they do want to hear you. They want to pay you to speak, to say these things to other people. There you are more like an amplifier of a voice rather than an object of consumption in this model. Now, these two models, you constantly, as a e-celeb of some kind, you constantly oscillate between the two. It's always a little bit of both. And it's not that these models exist clearly in the creator's mind most of the time and in the audience mind. Most people didn't know why they were giving money to Anita Sarkeesian. But when I saw the rise of the internet and I saw the Anita Sarkeesians of this world, I saw people on YouTube like Sargon of Akkad, I understood very early that you can make a living from speaking up for ideas, for being the liar of ideas that no one wants to be the advocate for. And then people will pay you more as the speaker than they pay you as the deliverer. When you go behind a paywall, you almost completely chop your speaker role. And you become really a product of consumption. Are you entertaining? Is what you say really interesting for people? And if so, they will flock to your place and pay you to say what you have to say. Now, I'm sure that Sam Harris can survive no matter what he does. So it really doesn't matter for him. I think it's more of a hobby, his involvement in podcasting. I think it's more this than a way to survive. I'm sure he's pretty rich already, enough that he doesn't need that kind of income. So the question of the podcasting, sure, he certainly cares about money, but probably not as much as someone like me who makes it really my way of living. It's like, if I don't have income from my podcast, I eat less during the month. So yes, because people are not willing to pay you as a speaker because you are private. If you are private, what you say does not matter to the public space, and therefore you have less value and you have close to no value really as a speaker, except when you go trending, when you go viral with a clip or something like this. So to me, it is absolutely unquestionable that I will always be producing publicly and live for this reason. Now, you can argue that some of my stuff is behind a paywall, but that's precisely the equilibrium I'm seeking. Yes, I do have something behind a paywall, but I'm willing to work every day publicly so that what I say on Twitter matters, what I say on Twitter gives me exposure, and it sends people to my little piece of me that's under a paywall. So that is the model I'm using. But the thing with Sam Harris is that at this point, he's not that much within the rationalist sphere. you know, he refused to engage on the vaccine question other than alone. He refused to invite ideological opponents on his show. He refused to debate Brett Weinstein on his show. And so what that means is that he cannot play that role anymore of being a public voice. Therefore, he goes into his little circle jerk, he withdraws, and whoever wants to pay for his stuff will pay. But what he says doesn't matter anymore. I used to wonder, what did Sam Harris tweet today? What would he tweet tomorrow? I don't care anymore. Because once you withdraw from this place, it means you've lost. It means you are unable to even defend what you think about the universe in front of countering narratives. And to me, that is the abandonment, and that's why it doesn't matter. And I'm sure that he loses a lot of potential listeners because of this, because he's no more a valuable asset to project something into society. In my view, I'm more from the Anita Sarkeesian branch, even if I'm not a feminist. I'm more like, pay me and I'll be defending ID 1, 2, 3, 4 forever. That is how I see my role on the public space. And that's why I will never go behind a paywall, even if that meant more money. Generally, a paywall means less money, unless you combine it with something public. But even if it meant more money, I wouldn't go behind a paywall. Because simply, to me, that would be abandoning my first, my priority role in the world, which is tweeting and generating videos here to send something into the world, to represent you guys in a way. And yesterday, I keep talking about women these days. I don't know. I feel like it. And on top of it, James told me in a private hangout of the Patreon and Subscribestar supporter, he told me, Jeff, I really love that you're going after women these days. And so I'm like, okay, my crowd wants me to talk about this idea. I will stand for it. And it's amazing. I had a tweet of 120,000 view. It's amazing. The Elon Musk Twitter. And the community notes is continuing its wonderful work. The city was built by migrants, by refugees. Sadiq Khan was talking about London. And a fact check from the community note, the city of London was founded around the year 50 AD. It was built over nearly 2,000 years by people we today call the English. It was not built by migrants / refugees, but by those native to the British Isle. I didn't expect we would see this as a fact check of an official social media platform. I think it's wonderful what Elon Musk has done. I mean, this is the kind of thing you would have to defend in a debate back 3 or 4 years ago. At this point, they are putting it below Sadiq Khan's tweets. No, it's not been made by migrants. Fact checked, you're wrong. Shamrock Shake says, I can't stand Sam's super slow cadence in his speech. He is working so hard to show how relaxed he is. My theory is he has a major anger problem off camera. Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting theory. I've always thought that the Zen attitude is mainly a display rather than an internal state. Back in the days I was a scientist, I would often be in conferences where an expert would come and, you know, he's been studying Zen meditation all of his life. And he's like, so we've shown that people who meditate, they are better at this and at that and at this and at that. They're even better at a game that we had them play. And I would always bug these people. I would be like, okay, Jeff, how can you fuck up this whole study? And I was thinking, and I was like, what is the great defect of this big study? And I would raise my hand. I'd be like, sir, You take a bunch of people who are Zen meditating. You tell them you're making a study about how meditation helps ABC. Don't you think you might be recruiting a bunch of activists who are really engaged in trying to launch the message into society that Zen is good and that meditation is good and that they are good? And perhaps this would explain your whole correlation. You know, you show that if you've been Zen meditating for 15 years, you're maybe more of an activist for this idea. And so you want to perform better in the study. So you're at your best. Whereas the control guy gets told, hey, this is a study about how you're just a normal guy. And we want to show that you're less good than someone else who meditates. So is it possible that through your bias of recruiting practices and what you tell the subjects, they come to your study with different intent? And holy shit, did they have zero answer for this. They were like, oh, yeah, well, maybe. I mean, I don't know. I would have to check. We would have to make tests for this. So yes, the Zen. Now, does Sam Harris have a secret moment in his life where he's angry? Well, seeing how irrational he became when it came to Trump, to the vaccine, it's very easy for me to imagine how this kind of irrationality in the right moment, hidden from the public view, could express itself into absolute anger. James says, I don't think I said that. I think your talking points on women have been a bit irrational. Oh, really? Well, James, maybe I misheard, but somehow you're misheard. Mishearing you led me to press the pedal even stronger. So you were coming to tell me, I think your points are a little irrational. What I heard is, JF, I love it. I just love it. How these two views can be mistaken for one another. I would have to go check back what was the exact statement. But yeah, so whatever. I mean, you told me to go in one direction. I heard the other direction, so I continued in the direction I was thinking about. James says, we debated pretty hard for 2 hours. So, oh no, but I'm not talking about recently. I'm not talking about the last private Patreon hangout. I know the issues you expressed in that private hangout. I'm thinking about 4 or 5 months ago. 4 or 5 months ago, you told me very quickly, oh yeah, and Jeff, I love your commentary on, isn't that possible? Don't you remember that? Because, yeah, I do know that last hangout, we debated on some of this stuff with other guys in the hangout. Another billionaire sending himself to death at 70 years old. He was in a racetrack, a car crash at a private Aspen racetrack after he failed to turn and hit a barrier. Businessman previously had vowed to make Chicago the safest city in America. Well, double failure, my friend. Chicago will not be the safest city in America. How could you turn one of the worst cities in America and make it the safest city in America? That just won't happen. At best, you might have a good idea that really improves Chicago a little bit, but I don't see that happening. And Blankets, I'll talk about the Patriot Front stuff later. It's just further in my list of news item. These kitties are walking for the first time. My God, this is so cute. It plays in a loop on top of it. Absolutely cute. absolutely beautiful to see young animals developing learning skills. DK Shadow says you can only gentrify so much. Oh yeah, I mean there's a digital thing that happens. Either a place fully gentrifies, that's because there's a large enough influx of relatively well-off people, you know, white people who populate this place, and it becomes kind of hipstery, or people are just fleeing, and then it's like, the more they're fleeing, the more there's violence, the more poor population come in with high criminality rate. And so, yes, it's a digital thing, gentrification. Either it happens or it doesn't happen. Attendees surround a street preacher and bark and play loud music to kind of flood him so that no one hears his reading of the Bible. It's like, this must be how it looked like when priests from Europe were coming to convert, you know, tribes of North America or Africa. Or they were coming in very degenerate towns to try to preach their discourse. They're literally just barking, woof, woof, woof. This is fucking disgusting. I mean, don't you want to do some other job than preach like this among the LGBT? I mean, don't you prefer becoming a plumber? Just go fix some pipes. Worst case scenario, you work in the sewers, but it's still less worse than this. Clearly, they are not receptive to Jesus. An elf with a pot marijuana hat. An elf with long elf ears. That is not how I imagined the elves when I was reading Tolkien. Yeah, it's going to be a failure. You have to let these people go to the bottom of the barrel themselves. You have to disengage. You cannot spend your own energy and your own just your own mental health trying to fix someone else like this. You would be giving them, you would be doing them a favor, and it simply won't happen anyway. John Drake says the crumbling of America. Here we have torturing of a British native by black people. He's working in this electronic store and they come to steal stuff and they attack him. See, they're breaking different stuff. One of them is holding him in a chokehold. And while he's being held in a chokehold, he's getting hit, completely incapable of defending himself. He's probably unconscious. That is what will happen to you if you have to work in these centers of town, in these places of high criminality. It's just not worth it to run a pawn shop or an electronic store, whatever that is.
Wait, keep it.
I mean, what's happening is basically an invasion of criminal behavior. And if we were 400 years ago, that would be seen and treated as an invasion. But we are in the era of bureaucracy, where the bureaucrats have decided, well, this is not an invasion, right? The invasion happens when we fight other people like Russia or the Middle East. That's not an invasion. That's just that's just a set of circumstances that led to criminality. It's just poverty expressing itself through criminality. Meanwhile, beatings are not the only way. Racial injustice is happening in our nations. Affirmative action results in an Asian penalty that effectively punishes applicants of Asian descent. So they've made, how much points do you need to be accepted with the rebalancing according to race that they do in 7 highly selective universities? So they've defined a white applicant score here at 0. And so how much better do you need to be to a white applicant to be accepted? Well, the Hispanics and the blacks don't have to be better. They can be worse. So a white person has to have 130 points above an Hispanic to have equal chance of being accepted. A white person must have 310 points to be accepted over a black person. So that means that the blacks can be accepted with 310 points less. But the Asian is in the negative even with respect to the white. So because there's lots of high IQ Asians and they come from families that do send them to universities, they have a 140 point penalty with respect to the white applicant. So they have to be better because there's too many of them. They are too high IQ on average. Blanket says, JF, did you see the video of the Patriot Front yesterday? Yes, and I said earlier that I would talk about it later when I get to it. This is a beach in Belgium. Welcome to Europe. So a kind of racial revolution, where they are breaking up the chairs of the white people. There's police. They're throwing the chair at the police. It is, I don't know if it's a form of reparation. They claim ownership of the chair and they throw it in the face of the police. All right. Spin the Opinion says the lifeguards are useless. End of the line. Joel says Rome has fallen. I mean, yes, we've been saying it for a long time. Now, this graph, if you're not totally black-pilled, in case you are not totally black-pilled, foreign-born population in London. Now, that is not even an image of migration, of immigrants, because there are a lot of immigrants who are making babies, and these babies will not count as foreign-born. These babies have been made in England, and they will be black or Middle Eastern or Asian, and they will not count as foreign-born. So this curve is actually an understatement of the truly foreign population of London. But look at what it rises to. 1851, we start at 1%. We stay relatively low, below 5% up to 1931. And then it begins escalation. 8, 9, 15%, 21%, 27%, 40.7% in 2021. Of the population of London is foreign-born. They came there as adults. They came there whenever after their birth. Listen, it's totally lost. It is over. our countries have been taken over by forces that have led their own countries into shit. So don't expect any potential movements on the side of politics. It will get worse before it gets better for decades and decades. Trump vows to sign a law prohibiting child sexual mutilation in all 50 states, addressing the Faith and Freedom Coalition Convention in Georgia. On Saturday, President Trump promised to sign a law, if he is reelected, that would ban transgender surgeries on children. Interesting, but I think it's Trump trying to show himself more base than he truly is, and it's probably part of a strategy to outflank Ron DeSantis on conservative issues. So I'm not super excited. This is merely Trump being tactical. Now, I want this law to pass. That would be great. But it's just Trump trying to get elected, really. Trying to get the nomination. I analyzed today the question of schizophrenia in females. The fact that there is an epidemic of schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, borderline personality disorder that is undiagnosed and unmedicated in the female population. They will behave in absolutely insane, dangerous ways, violent ways. And because our society never puts these women in jail, because the psychiatrist will excuse her behavior, they will find various ways to explain away her behavior. You know, a guy comes with psychosis to the psychiatrist. He gets told, well, you're dangerous. We have to keep you here. And any crime or any kind of threat that he may do, he's going to get the red flag laws dumped on him, and he's going to get all the interventions possible. He's going to be taken away from society, at least for a while, if not forever. Women, they go equally insane and equally threatening. The psychiatrist will say something like, oh, okay, it was just a temporary psychosis. You had taken drugs. It's probably drug-induced psychosis. So they get away with it, and we find ourselves with women like this just running free. And they are becoming basically what you have to deal with if you want to date today, if you want to reproduce. So they have been released in the wild, and they are a massive part of the population. I was thinking about what I said about the dating world in the last few days, and perhaps one thing I would add is that at this point, it has become an extreme investment of energy to keep a woman, to just care for her. I mean, it's at the level of caring for a baby gorilla a little bit, or maybe a Down syndrome child. You have to deal with all of the dangers. You have to be constantly there. You have to monitor. You have to correct the wrong behaviors. It's amazing how much investment it is.
And your grandma. My head is spinning. Okay. My brother's recording this. This is supposed to be my brother. So I'm doing the most right now because this is supposed to be my brother. And my brother's provoking me to the max.
I mean, this is what you get if you I was saying that old guys just don't understand the crazy nature of young females. This kind of behavior is not out of the norm. Like, I even called her schizophrenic on Twitter, and there were guys that were telling me, Jeff, this this is not schizophrenia. This is regular female behavior. I mean, I would understand that you would conclude this, because this is what you get. I mean,
right now, and anybody that's ever been in love before, and anybody that's tried to claim somebody else's love, you know, if I You know, like my brother's doing to me. He said to me, why aren't you going to trip if that's your ex? Oh, Pee-wee understands. Anybody that has ever had an ex understands. So I don't know why my brother's doing this to me right now.
A common thing in schizophrenia is that they will experience aggression, imaginary aggression from loved ones, parents, brothers, sisters, that kind of thing.
Right? I've already had accusations of him doing certain things, and this is correcting, and this is putting it together. This is showing me that he is who I think he is.
Now, clearly, you know, she... the crazy eyes. Holy shit. I look at these eyes and I'm like traumatized. It's like I'm feeling it in my heart. Holy shit. The octopus woman again. You know, the insane woman who throws things at you, who thinks that there are imaginary things that are... attacking her. Holy shit, is that a fucking painful. Now people are saying, Jeff, what medication would you give her? The thing is, there is no perfect medication for this. Evolution could help us if we had mate selection working in society. But we don't have it. We don't have private justice, you know. In a world that would be a little more violent, there would be conflicts and that would result in people shooting each other than the gang conflicts and the criminality-related conflicts. If you don't have these things, you don't have killing, you don't have mate selection, because any incel that picks this girl up is going to say, all right, I'll just tolerate her insane behavior to get a couple of babies. So without killing or mate selection, we don't have the evolutionary pressure to get rid of this. In terms of medication, you would give antipsychotics, but antipsychotics will diminish her dopamine. And one of the features of schizophrenia, it's one of the only diseases out there that's like this, it's that the vast majority of schizophrenics deny, actively don't think that there's a problem with them. So they just don't know. And that's a relatively low IQ woman, because you can see that she has speech impediment accompanying it. So it's easy to see how this woman is fucked up. But let me tell you, higher IQ schizophrenics are fucking danger, because they walk among us and they are capable of making each of their delusions will be finely established based on things that are not deniable, or they will really hide the kind of falsity of their hallucination into unreachable parts of their cognition. So, and antipsychotic. So what they will do, they will basically shut her down. She will just, because it's a shutter of dopamine, you know, in the brain, an antipsychotic. Now, dopamine creates all of your excitation and your drive, and it's part of the whole motivational system of the brain. And the problem is it is not pleasant. It's not pleasant to shut down dopamine. In fact, what's the contrary of an antipsychotic? It's an increaser of dopamine, something like cocaine. So it's the anti-cocaine that we would give her. The problem is anti-cocaine is as unpleasant as cocaine is pleasant. So most schizophrenics are incapable of continuing the antipsychotic regimen. So the only schizophrenics that do continue to take it are those who are under such supervision that they basically have a parent or a husband that's there forcing them to do it. And they will try various ways to not take it. So that sucks. I wish we had antipsychotics that are pleasant. You know, ADHD, for example, it's a drug that is very pleasant. It's basically amphetamine. So it's the speed. So I don't know. Is there a combination to be had, basically? For a patient to continue taking a drug, very often you need a kind of pleasant effect or a kind of addiction that comes with the drug. And of course, it will be very hard ethically to make that kind of study, but perhaps there might be a path in which you give, and this is experimental. It's never been tried as far as I know. Maybe it has, but I would like to know if we can make schizos take their antipsychotics if we combine it with an addictive drug, like just dump some nicotine in there, just dump some low dose of heroin or low dose of speed or MDMA. Now, it's like you would want to do this kind of test and experimentation before in a very controlled environment, because you might very well push the schizophrenics to commit mass murder or something like this. But I'd be curious. I'd be curious if that could work. But that would be the approach. Basically, lower the dopamine. And of course, people were talking about lobotomy. Well, this is not done anymore, not very much. I don't think it's ever done, at least not in regular cases. You're going to cut basically the link between the prefrontal, and it's like, yes, it's going to work, but the person is totally vegetable, and it's like, it's not a super interesting surgery. I think there are some researchers who are working on micro lobotomy. So instead of just chopping a large part of the bridge between the prefrontal cortex and the lower parts of the brain, they cut, they're trying to get finer and finer. And you can't exclude that it could work one day. It could, we could find something like this. It's just enough to shut them down, but not enough to make them totally vegetable. Thomas Howard says, electroshock therapy is a thing again. Yeah, there's a big problem with all these therapies, because ultimately, all we have when we're dealing with schizophrenia is the observed behavior. But there's a million different ways in which you can shut down a schizophrenic, but you haven't fixed the problem. So that's a big problem. You know, even the antipsychotics, which would be the best we have, we don't know that they are truly antipsychotics. We just know that they seemingly stop, or they seemingly lower the chances of the person being in psychosis. But seemingly doesn't mean that it's the case, you know? So we have the hard problem of consciousness that's hitting us right in the face in psychiatry.
And that's dangerous for both of us to be in the same house together. Because the type of people that we are, we will hurt each other. Him and I, he's already did a lot of mean things to me, but I have not ever physically done something to him.
So schizophrenics are at very high chance of being targeted by violence. That's because they are so aggressive. They cause a lot of violence. They cause a lot of issues. And sometimes people just fight back in self-defense, or sometimes they are totally, they've been totally basically abused for years and they reply. That's one of the realities here with schizophrenics.
Okay, so who's the more dangerous person at this point? Okay? Am I willing to hurt myself in order for him to get 1,000 views so he can still remain alive and remain the good person? Or should I hurt him?
See, the normal bridges of rationality don't exist. It's like, what is this non sequitur where you have to hurt yourself or you're going to hurt him? Typical of schizophrenia. Like, oh, I have to kill myself or something else will happen. Or I have to kill you because God told me to do it. All these non sequiturs, they show an incapacity to truth testing while they are in psychosis.
Should I kill myself or should I kill him?
Now, when you look at this, you realize that back in the days we were burning witches. I mean, this girl would qualify. I mean, she let this girl hang out in a shack in the 16th century alone. Eventually, she's going to be burned as a witch. And that used to be a lot of what was happening with crazy people. I think that our society, certainly I don't advocate that we come back to burning witches. But I think that our society has sinned in the other direction, you see. We have no mechanism to handle this problem. We don't even have criminal responsibility for females. I mean, our justice system is like extremely less likely to punish a female for the same crime and extremely likely to give much less of a punishment, of a sentence to a female. So what do you do with this? I mean, if I'm hanging out with a knife like this, I'm banned from social media. There's a bunch of federal agents that come to my door, and I'm probably ending to jail with threats or with some federal charge of some kind, like threats in interstate commerce. This girl, she can't just do it. So we're sinning in the total different direction. It's as if we were trying to get forgiven for the witches we've burned, and we're punishing ourselves with the witches of today. End of the line, Joel says, is there such a thing as a trad schizo? Haha. Well, I mean, this is a very good question. This is a very good question. There is kind of this that happens because the schizophrenic woman is much more government resistant, much more suspicious of any sort of intervention. And that makes her kind of trad in today's world. Like, just being suspicious of the government can mean a lot. It can put you on a lot of paths that are very much similar to the trad path. Rodilacid says, question is... Okay, he's talking about witches. Go Away says, yes, a lot of schizos gravitated toward religion, making them trad schizos. Yes, there's also a religious component. This whole suspicion and this kind of belief in the spirits is very easy to reach for a schizophrenic. Thomas Howard says, I think the chat/JF may be on the wrong track with the witch angle. I'm thinking the need for exorcism is more likely. Well, okay, but exorcism was... My understanding is it was much less common in the everyday tradition of Christianity for the last few centuries. I don't think it was a common thing at all. Witch burnings existed to an extent. Witch trials existed regularly enough that we have much traces of it. Is this real? Says Doric Kwanzo. He's asking about this guy. I can address this. It's a crappy claim. It's not super real. It's kind of exaggerated, but let's talk about it.
But of course it goes further. So in this one, they said, can they understand the inner monologue, the things you're saying to yourself in your own mind? Mind you, by the way, when you dream, your visual cortex runs in reverse, so your dreams are no longer safe. But we'll try this. So they had people watch a video and just narrate what was going on in the video in their mind. So there's a woman, she gets hit in the back, she falls over. This is what the computer reconstructed the person thinking. See a girl, looks just like me, get hit in the back, and then she is knocked off.
So you would see in text here, they have reconstructed... I see a girl, she's knocked, and blah, blah, blah. The problem with this is they wouldn't read that from your brain out of nowhere. Those are extremely calibrated experiments where the subject has been given a finite set of things. So I don't know. I'd have to check this particular study. But my guess is he's been given 10 items, like here's a phone, here's a girl, here's the action of running, here's this, here. And out of the 10 items, the computer may be good, the AI may be good at guessing from a brain imaging which one you're thinking about. But the problem is, get this in the real world and you have a million things you can be thinking about, and we're certainly not to the point where it would be ready to write text about the narrative in your head. So it's kind of deceptive. Now, is it coming? Is it theoretically possible in principle? Absolutely. So we're going to get some kind of mind reading, but for now it's at very low bits and an extremely controlled environment. And there is a possibility that the mind reading capacities of fMRI may never be at a high degree enough that you would record language in the human brain. We might need more resolution. Because let's not forget, with fMRI, you are recording a very indirect measure, which is blood flowing, blood oxygenation levels. And, you know, before your brain consumes blood oxygen more because you're thinking about something, there's a delay. And so you have very delayed information and very, very big information. It's extremely hard from that information to get to very precise thoughts. And we may never get there, no matter how far the technology goes. Perhaps more high-resolution recordings, electrodes, electrical connectors that could record directly the activity of some neurons. That might be more higher bit rate. DK Shadow says we need nanobots that goes directly into the brain. Yeah, this is one of the paths it could take. Silver Spider sends a super chat. He says, "Hey Jeff, how does one develop schizophrenia? My mother used to get really angry and complain." Let me reread this. "Hey, JF, how does one develop schizophrenia? My mother used to get really angry and complain to herself for hours, make up stories about other people until she calmed herself down with weed or alcohol. She was never diagnosed because my family didn't believe in mental health." Yes, so one does not really develop schizophrenia. Schizophrenia tends to show up in young adult years. So the place where it is usually detected is between 16 years old and 28 years old. So as a young adult or teenager, of course, there are things that precede this. If you get into the life of a schizophrenic, you'll realize that, okay, they got told they had schizophrenia maybe at 20 years old, but they will have various effects that you might notice in their way they interact socially before, at 14, 13, 12, 11 years old. And sometimes, in fact, people will tell you, "Well, I knew that there was something wrong with that person from 4 or 5 years old. They were more aggressive, you know, when it came to food, or they were more capricious when this happened or that happened." So there are signs, but generally the diagnosis comes in young adult years, because that's where the language and cognition is developed enough that they will be able to explicitly say to the doctor, "Yeah, I have hallucinations." Now, they won't call them, all of them, hallucinations. In fact, 90% of the schizophrenics will tell you that those are real things, that they're not hallucinations. But the doctor will be able to, or the family will know that those are hallucinations. So you don't develop this, it's just that they're, I mean, when we look at the factors, genetic factors are pretty strong. It seems that there is a genetic overlap between the genes that give you schizophrenia and the genes that give you bipolar disorder. I believe the correlation is even stronger in females between these two disorders. And in fact, there is an emerging view that perhaps there is a continuum of bipolar and schizophrenia. And bipolar also has some sort of psychosis, but psychosis is generally not the central thing, you know, whereas schizophrenics, it's all about their hallucination. It all starts from there as a psychopathology. And in fact, I believe that one underused label for mental health is exactly at the intersection between schizophrenia and bipolar disorder, and it's called schizoaffective disorder. And I believe that schizoaffective disorder is the reason why there's an overlap between these. I believe ultimately the natural thing that's happening in the brain is schizoaffective disorder. And then there are different people who show different symptoms. Some tend more toward the hallucination. We call them schizophrenic. Some tend more toward the emotional waves of up and down, and we call them bipolar. But I think we're getting to a view where schizoaffective disorder should be more central to the diagnostic picture than it is currently. But that's a minority view for now. That's for people who truly follow the genetics question on this. So is it just genetics? I don't think it is just, because different experiments, different studies that have suggested that there might be some conditions in your life that may help the development of schizophrenia. There is a belief that perhaps drugs cause the first events of psychosis. There are some people who believe that, it's just schizophrenics are just more likely to be attracted to drugs. Other people believe, well, it's just that drugs cause schizophrenia. We don't know, but there is definitely a correlation between consuming pot and various other drugs with schizophrenia and psychosis. There were also a couple of studies that were arguing that deprivation of oxygen in the very early brain, newborn or embryo level or young children, might be slightly associated with a higher chance of developing schizophrenia later. It was a weak relationship. But there are other studies that have come out and that have said, no, this relationship doesn't exist. So all in all, we are not to the point where I can tell you exactly what causes schizophrenia. But it's certainly a state of the brain that we know very much about in terms of the behavioral expression of it. And it's just a bunch of delusions and incapacity to rationalize and incapacity to tell between the truth and falsehood and imagine the IDs and a very high paranoia / suspicion type of expression, emotional expression. Shamrock Shake says, I think schizophrenics self-medicate to escape the mental states they deal with. Yeah, it's totally possible. Totally possible. And Dino Legovich says, schizos just want to grill. They just want to grill. Yeah, I mean, I have respect for schizophrenics. I think they should be left to grill. But we should be aware of the problem existing. And I'm afraid that in our society, unfortunately, we have punished so much on the legal side. Like, you cannot come out and say you're a schizophrenic. It's not legally recommendable to say this. Because if you say this, at any hospital in the nation, you can get kidnapped by the psychiatrist. The psychiatrist can decide. So no one wants to acknowledge that they're schizophrenic because you could lose your liberties. And they can take over your entire property. They will pass you in probate court. And they could charge you lawyer fees for getting a lawyer to defend your interests that they're trying to invade. And now you find yourself paying for a lawyer that you didn't choose to defend yourself from a judge who wants to take away your property because they argue that you shouldn't be free because you're not in a proper mindset and you're dangerous to yourself and others. This is the consequence of admitting you have schizophrenia or admitting that anyone in your surrounding, in your family, has schizophrenia. So one of the big things we have to do to fix the kind of rejection of schizophrenia and the incapacity to discuss the problem, we need to make it consequenceless for someone to admit they have schizophrenia. As long as we have this predatory system of legal overtake and the right of psychiatrists to keep anyone they want for any time they want in the psychiatric ward against their will, there is no fixing this problem. We won't be able to address it. We won't be able to educate people about it. And we won't be able to talk about it. DK Shadow says, you were sane enough to earn that money, but not sane enough to keep it. I mean, that's what they did to Britney Spears, basically. They didn't claim she was schizophrenic. I believe that it was more in the bipolar disorder side, but basically that's what they did to her. Pretty cruel what they did to Britney Spears, you know, taking away her best years like this. The FDIC has mistakenly released a complete version of a document showing the U.S. government spent $12.2 billion to $12.7 billion to bail out 10 wealthy depositors amid the banking crisis in March. So apparently an accidental release that allowed us to get a little more truth on this. Pfizer plunges after halting development of obesity drug on safety concerns. Pfizer, best known for rushing through a COVID gene therapy mRNA injection, which had little impact on actually preventing infection, acting like a vaccine, but left the injectee with potentially deadly undisclosed side effect, is halting early development of a weight loss drug on safety concerns. Well. Safety concerns. Novo Nordisk and Eli Lilly had obesity treatments, and Pfizer was trying to compete with them. Lotiglipron is a once-daily oral treatment, and Pfizer's decision follows positive data from a competing experimental treatment from Lilly, Orforglipron. According to Bloomberg intelligence analyst John Murphy and Mila Bankovskaya. Okay, well, the elusive obesity treatment never materializes. And it's quite fascinating how modern medicine can fix a lot of things, but it seems to be incapable of fixing this hunger cycle in a way that would be safe, in a way that would work. Pretty fascinating. It seems simple, like just shut down hunger. It seems that it's all you would need to do to fix obesity, but we've never found a pill that was both safe and working. Dino Logovic says, have they tried controlling the diet of fatties? Have they? What about exercise? Well, of course, that works. But it's very hard to maintain. It's very hard to maintain a loss of weight that you've acquired in these ways unless you are a disciplined athlete, or a disciplined self-trainer who can truly continue this lifestyle forever. Doubting Thomas says, Jeff, are there known or possible genes on the X chromosome evolved for males only, and no effect or neutral for women? Well, those are complicated questions, because ultimately you could argue that any gene that is expressed more by testosterone in a body that has testosterone is such a gene. And so there will be thousands across all of the genome, and it will be spread across all of the chromosomes. So I don't know specifically. I don't have a gene in mind. I would have to research it. But I wouldn't be surprised that there are many, many genes like this. Because simply, any gene that acts differently in a male versus a female, and there are plenty, will fit your description. They will basically be shut up. They will be turned on by testosterone or turned down by testosterone, and vice versa with estrogen or just the absence of testosterone. Blanket says, JF, do you exercise a lot? You definitely exercise your brain a lot, but how about exercising in the other way? No, I do not exercise. I walk and I go outside and I do errands and that kind of stuff. But I do not exercise like for the purpose of being healthy. It's simply not my thing. I do it when I need to get a girlfriend and when I need to lose weight. But at this point, I've given up the idea of girlfriending and dating, and so I might never exercise again. Who knows? Can you explain what's gone wrong with America? In America today, you can buy a U.S. senator for $10,000. Test scores for 13-year-olds have dropped to alarmingly low levels, and the CDC is telling us that more people than ever are getting depressed. So a diagnosis of the current state of America. And Blankets wanted me to talk about the Patriot Front thing. I'm not super excited at this. I'm not super excited at these findings. It's like some people in Patriot Front were pushed back by So by MAGA boomers, basically.
Get the fuck out of here! Back up! Back up!
Get out of here!
Get the fuck out!
No!
You too!
What? Hold on! Get the fuck out!
Get the fuck out!
So Adam Kinzinger was saying, these people, all blue checks, are celebrating a seemingly MAGA assault on federal officers. Now, I don't know what this really is, but take a gander at the comments of the Patriot who love America. So people noted that this tweet assumes that the Patriot Front people are federal officers. So was this a joke, or was this Adam Kinzinger suggesting that, yes, Patriot Front is a bunch of feds? And Emery King has published information about a Ben Brody. So it just gets weirder and weirder. So it's making the rounds on social media that one of the demasked Patriot Front members is allegedly a Ben Brody, who is a member of a Jewish fraternity, not to mention he's studying criminology with hopes of graduating and working for the U.S. government. His words, not mine. Fast forward, and the fraternity's Instagram account is now private. They scrubbed any mention of Ben Brody. His Twitter is now suspended, which is even weirder. So did he cause his own suspension from Twitter, maybe by typing a couple of evil words so that he would not be in the public eye anymore? I don't know. But all of this, I don't know. I don't know. Are there feds in Patriot Front? There must be. I mean, the feds are everywhere. Whenever you organize something like this, there's going to be feds. Now, does that mean that the Patriot Front as an organization is a fed organization? No. It just means that they have attracted a bunch of people who might not have the interest that they claim to have. So that is it. I don't have a strong take on this. Maybe it's true, and I wouldn't be surprised that there are feds. There are feds that are infiltrating organizations like this. That's totally what I expect. Blanket says, JF, Patriot Fronts are fake conservatives saying Nazi things to try and make conservatives look bad. But that is a conspiracy theory. Like, showing that some group has some people who are fed is not enough to me. Now, if you have data that indicates that you have proven that there are people of the head of Patriot Front that are fed, yeah, let's expose them and let's reveal that. But I think there's always exaggeration when it comes to the Patriot Front, you know? Maybe there are people who are truly believers in those ideas. Maybe there are people who are feds. Of course, there will be. That is it for tonight, boys. Much love, and I will see you all tomorrow.